الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send his salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-An'am, particularly ayah number 25, wa alaykum salam. Ayah number 25, which reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومنهم من يستمع إليك وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها حتى إذا جاءوك يجادلونك يقول الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين. The interpretation of meaning in English, more or less, is and among them are those who listen to you. Ayah number 25, Surah Al-An'am. And among them are those who listen to you. But we have placed over their hearts coverings, lest they understand it, and in their ears deafness. And if they should see every sign, they will not believe in it. Even when they come to you arguing with you, those who disbelieve say, this is not but legends of the former peoples. So the Shaykh rahimahullah says in the tafsir of this particular ayah, Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, he said, أي ومن هؤلاء المشركين قوم يحملهم بعض الأوقات بعض الدواعي إلى الاستماع لما تقول. Among those mushrikeen is a group of them who at certain times, there are some reasons that make them listen to you. For whatever reason, some occasion which allows them or they allow themselves to listen to you. وَلَكِنَّهُ اسْتِمَاعٌ خَالٍ مِّنْ قَصْدِ الْحَقِّ وَاتِّبَاعِهِ. However, it is a type of listening that is void of knowing the truth or seeking the truth and following it. Meaning that person is not listening to learn. They're not listening to find the truth. They're listening to what? Criticize. Of course, we have a lot of those among the Muslims as well. وَلِهَذَا لَا يَنْتَفِعُونَ بِذَلِكَ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ. Therefore, they benefit not from this type of hearing, because the intention is corrupt. The mushrikeen are listening to the Qur'an, but they're not listening to the Qur'an to see, like, maybe if this is the truth, then I want to be guided. No, they're listening with some evil intentions. Therefore, it does not do the job. It does not guide them. Even though the Qur'an guides. Who can give us an evidence from the Qur'an that the Qur'an guides? MashaAllah, one at a time, ya akhwan. Yes, Huda lil muttaqeen, good. Another, Surah Al-Isra, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لَتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Verily this Qur'an surely guides you to that which is most straight. Qur'an, يَهْدِي, the Qur'an guides. How are these people listening to the Qur'an and not being guided? Because when they're listening to it, they're not trying to be guided. So it actually has an amazing multiple effect. The Qur'an guides the one who listens to it to be guided, and the same Qur'an misguides the one who listens to it to be misguided. It backfires. The one who listens to it with the intention of ridicule, he will not be guided. It will become a fitna for him. As we know from many evidences from the Qur'an. Al-Muhim, ولهذا لا ينتفعون بذلك الاستماع لعدم إرادتهم الخير. They did not intend goodness to begin with. وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة. We have placed over their hearts veils. أي أغطية وأغشية. Which is synonymous terms. غطاء is a covering, and غشاء is also a form of covering, but it's thinner. It's thinner. He always does it, but maybe now he's embarrassed. طيب. لألا يفقه كلام الله. So Allah Azza wa Jal placed these veils over their hearts so that they may not understand the speech of Allah. Do you understand what's going on here? Allah is the one placing the veil over their hearts so that they don't understand. فصان كلامه عن أمثال هؤلاء. Why? Allah Azza wa Jal protected the value of his speech against such low lives. These people are not worth it. They're insignificant. So Allah deprives them of his speech, because his speech is very valuable and honorable. Allah deprives them of his speech. He does not allow them to listen to it. He places veils over their hearts so they don't understand it, because they're not worthy. They're not even worthy. وفي آذانهم جعلنا وقرا أي صمما فلا يستمعون ما ينفعهم. And in their ears then there's deafness. Therefore they do not hear what benefits them. وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها. وهذا غاية الظلم والعناد. The Sheikh said رحمه الله. Allah says, and even if they were to see every single sign, they will not believe in it. He said, this is the epitome of oppression and stubbornness. يعني, it cannot get any worse than that. Every possible sign which Allah made, that is an evidence for you to submit to Him, no matter how many of those you see, you say, nope, not interested, not good enough. This happens often when, it happens often when you give da'wah to Christians, you give da'wah to atheists, and in the lecture you give them silencing, you know, proofs, one after the other, then they ask you questions, misconceptions, then you answer the misconceptions, whoever the person is. Huh? You leave no room, absolutely no room. You're 100% victorious. So you would assume that at the end everybody will embrace Islam. And the truth is, many won't. Huh? So you know, yeah, I know, but it doesn't make sense to me. What do you mean it doesn't make sense to you? I mean, it makes sense to everybody else here. Do you have a special sense unlike our senses? I mean, logic is supposed to be standardized to some degree. So the truth is, they don't want to. They don't want to. This is the worst type of oppression and stubbornness. Every sign comes to them and they don't want to believe in it. Willingly. Inside, they know that they have no refutation. I had to go through this with one atheist who abandoned Islam. No, his name was Muhammad, unfortunately. I hope he changed his name by now. So this guy went to America for a couple of years to become, you know, Mr. Cool Guy, and he came back as an atheist. And his uncle or aunt or someone called, this is a few years ago, they called me, said, listen, there's this young man, he needs some da'wah, would you please meet up with him? I said, yeah, sure, no problem. You know, and we agreed to meet at the Hamra Da'wah Center. So sure enough, I went over there, and here comes this guy, you know, Muhammad, and we started, you know, having a discussion. I thought the guy had some misconceptions about Islam. I have to clarify to him some basic stuff. No, it turned out that the guy is a full-fledged atheist. And I have to give him da'wah basically back to belief in Allah from scratch. And we had this like long session of arguing. And he kept telling me molecules, they mix with gravity and I don't know what, and then bam, you know, this is, we all came. I said, really, man? That's just some beautiful stuff. Who made these molecules? Who made the gravity? Because he kept trying to take me back to that it all started with gravity and molecules. I said, and who made those? He said, I don't know, but it doesn't have to be Allah. See, and that is the conclusion of this ayah. I don't know, but it doesn't have to be Allah. So the truth is, he doesn't have an answer. He's been silenced already, but he doesn't want to believe either. Why? Because even if they see every sign, they will not believe in it. Why? Allah placed these veils over their hearts. Because they asked for it. Simple as that. They asked for it. They were arrogant. They were unsatisfied. And so they got a taste of their own medicine. Or they got actually a taste of their own poison. How about that? Na'am. So the Shaykh said, وهذا غاية الظلم والعناد, أن الآيات البينات الدالة على الحق لا ينقادون لها. Then the clear-cut evidences which guide to the truth, they don't submit to them. ولا يصدقون بها, nor do they believe in them. بل يجادلون بالباطل الحق ليدحضوه. Rather, they argue with falsehood against the truth so they may eliminate the truth. And obviously, they will not be able to do so because Allah said, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. The one which will be diminished and demolished and eradicated is the falsehood. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوكَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أي مأخوذ من صحف الأولين المسطورة التي ليست عن الله ولا عن رسله. So the bottom line is they say the scripture of yours is nothing but old fairy tales. It's legends of old. Stories of old. It has nothing to do with Allah. It has nothing to do with the messengers of Allah. It's not a revelation from Allah through the angel to the messenger. No, no. This is all fairy tales. Just stories of old. وَهَذَا مِنْ كُفْرِهِمْ. And this is only a manifestation of their disbelief. وَإِلَّا فَكَيْفَ يَكُونُ هَذَا الْكِتَابُ الْحَاوِي لِأَنْبَاءِ السَّابِقِينَ وَاللَّاحِقِينَ وَالْحَقَائِقِ الَّتِي جَاءَتْ بِهَا الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالْمُرْسَلُونَ وَالْحَقُّ وَالْقِسْطُ وَالْعَدْلُ التَّامُّ مِنْ كُلِّ وَجْهٍ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Otherwise, the Shaykh said, how is it that this book which contains the news of the old and those who will come in the future, and it has the truths in regards to the prophets and the messengers, and it lays out the truth and justice and equity in every way, shape, or form, how can all of this be nothing but the legends of old? How can you claim that the Quran is a book that deals with fairy tales and stuff that is unreal and imaginary when it has every single evidence to prove the contrary? That is a revelation, it's a guidance, it's a book which lays out events of the past and things in the future which we are seeing, manifestations of many things, like in Surah Ar-Rum, Allah Azza wa Jal said that they would be defeated, and just as Allah revealed that it happened, so many evidences from the Quran about Fir'aun, that Allah Azza wa Jal said that, you know, اليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية. Today we will save your body, so that you can be a sign for those who come after you. And sure enough, they pulled out the body of Pharaoh from the ocean and it remains until now. I don't know if you know about this, but this is a scientific fact at the moment, that they pulled out a Pharaoh from the ocean, from the sea. And so many things in the Quran that are proofs of the truth of the Quran and the authenticity and the authority of the Quran. Ayah 26 reads, وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ يُهْلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Now read this. It says, and they prevent others from him and are themselves remote from him, and they do not destroy except themselves, but they perceive it not. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, وَهُمْ أَيِّ الْمُشْرِكُونَ بِاللَّهِ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ لِرَسُولِهِ يَجْمَعُونَ بَيْنَ الضَّلَالِ وَالْإِضْلَالِ. These mushrikun, those who associate partners with Allah, المكذبون لرسوله, those who belie His messenger, يجمعون بين الضلال والإضلال. They bring a relation between two things: being misguided and leading others astray or misguiding others. One person is misguided, then he brings other people to his form of misguidance. وَيَنْهَوْنَ النَّاسِ عَنِ اتِّبَاعِ الْحَقِّ. And they further prevent the people from following the truth. وَيُحَذِّرُونَهُمْ مِنْ. And they warn them against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُبْعِدُونَ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَنْهِ. And they distance themselves further away from him, or farther away from him. وَلَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ وَلَا عِبَادَهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they will never be able to harm Allah nor His believing slaves. بِفِعْلِهِمْ هَذَا. With this action of theirs. شيئا in any way. وَإِنْ يُهْلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ بِذَلِكَ. They are only destroying themselves. So the disbelievers, until today, they strive to keep the Muslims away from the Quran or to prevent other non-Muslims from hearing the Quran. They try to burn the Quran. All kinds of efforts are made by these clowns in this world today. And they think they are misguided and they're trying to misguide others. But the bottom line is, the only people they are really harming is themselves. The believers don't lose their faith in the Quran because of what some person tries to do to it. You know what I mean? Allah Azza wa Jalla keeps the believers firm in their faith. So this is only self-afflicting damage that they are imposing on themselves. It doesn't harm the believers, nor does it harm those who want to become Muslim. Yani the more propaganda they have against Islam, the more people enter into Islam. So it's not working for them. It's not working for them. Ayah 27. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If you could but see when they are made to stand before the fire and will say, oh, would that we could be returned to life on earth and not deny the signs of our Lord and be among the believers. The Shaykh said, rahimahullah, يقول تعالى مختبرا أو مخبرا عفوا عن حال المشركين يوم القيامة وإحضارهم النار. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, informing us of the condition of the mushrikeen on the day of resurrection and when they're presented before the fire. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ لِيُوَبَّخُوا وَيُقَرَّعُوا لَرَأَيْتَ أَمْرًا هَائِلًا وَحَالًا مُفْضِعًا. If you can only see when they stand before the fire so they can be reprimanded, you will see an amazing, astonishing affair, a horrifying affair. وَلَرَأَيْتَهُمْ كَيْفَ أَقَرُّوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالْكُفْرِ وَالْفُسُوقِ. And you will see how they will testify against themselves that they were disbelievers and corrupt. وَتَمَنَّوا أَلَّوْ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا. And they will wish they can come back to the dunya. فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Rather, it became apparent to them what they used to hide previously. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَاذِبِينَ. What they used to hide in themselves is that they were liars. وَيَبْدُو فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَوْقَاتِ. And very often it appears, it comes to the heart that they are liars. They know deep inside that they are liars. وَلَكِنَّ الْأَغْرَاضَ الْفَاسِدَةَ صَدَّتْهُمْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. But their evil objectives prevented them from that. وَصَرَفَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ. And it turned away their hearts from the goodness. وَهُمْ كَذَبَةٌ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمْنِيَةِ. And they are liars even regarding that wish. Don't they say, we wish we can go back to the dunya? They're liars. Because what did Allah say in another ayah? If the ayah comes, huh? وَإِنَّمَا قَصْدُهُمْ أَنْ يَدْفَعُوا بِهَا عَنْ أَسْبَابِ الْعَذَابِ عَنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ الْعَذَابِ. They only want to run away from the punishment. Allah said, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And if they were returned, they would have come back to the same thing they were doing, and verily they are liars. So the kuffar will say on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the fire is presented in front of them, we wish we can go back so we can do good. And the truth is, they're saying that only so they can escape the punishment. If they will return, they will do the same thing. Why? Who knows why? True. But why? They are kuffar now. Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the fire is presented, they will say, we wish we can go back. The truth is, Allah is telling us, if they had gone back, if Allah gave them another chance, they will still be disbelievers. How come? Huh?
Because they have already gone astray.
True. What I'm trying to get to here is, it was not the reason for their disbelief. Was not that they didn't see the fire with their own eyes. Because one may say, now that they saw the fire, with their own eyes, now they believe. Therefore, they want to go back. But the truth is that even if they had gone back, they will still be disbelievers even after they saw the fire now with their own eyes. Why? Because the issue of them believing or not believing was not that they have not yet seen the fire, and therefore they're disbelieving because they haven't seen the fire. That is part of the unseen. Whether you see it with your eyes or you don't see it with the eyes, your iman in it should be the same. It should be the same. I mean, you believe in its existence. Yes, your iman will increase. Like Ibrahim, when Allah showed him how he gave life to the dead, his heart found tranquility. But that is not a matter of acceptance or denial. It's a matter of increase in faith. So the reason why they're disbelieving is not because they haven't seen the fire with their naked eyes. It's because they are disbelievers, period. So even though they will get to see the fire with their own eyes, if they were to return, they will still live the life of kufr, knowing that they will go back right to that fire which they stood in front of and said, we want to go back. They will still lead the life of kufr. Why? Because they are kufar. They want to be disbelievers. Not that the seeing the fire or not seeing it was the fine line between the two. Is that clear? I hope so. طيب. أيوة. So what, ayah number 28? We actually did ayah number 28. The Sheikh explained both. And that's why I translated quickly. بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ It became apparent to them what they used to hide before. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْ And if they were returned, they would have gone back to the same thing they were prevented from doing initially. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَكَذِبُونَ And verily they are liars. Ayah 29. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ Here, oops, they say, but they, well, yeah, I'm sorry. And they say there's none but our worldly life, and we will not be resurrected. We will not be resurrected. So they're denying Qiyamah. Allah, the Shaykh says on the tafsir of this ayah, وَقَالُوا مُنْكِرِينَ لِلْبَعْثِ They say in a state of denying resurrection. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا It is nothing more but our worldly life. أي ما حقيقة الحال والأمر وما المقصود من إيجادنا إلا الحياة الدنيا وحدها. The only reason behind our existence is so we can enjoy this worldly life. And these are the two approaches to this dunya. You have one group of human beings who use the same expressions for exactly the opposite outcome. You speak to a young teenager, huh, who's following his desires, and he will tell you and say, Ya Amma, you may die. You may die, and he will tell you, yes, I know. So you live only once. Enjoy. Enjoy. That's the common expression. You're right, I'm going to die, right? طيب. So let's say I'm going to die next year, so I get to enjoy 1 year before I die. Why suffer before I die? And it's the same concept that the believer will say, the same thing, well, I may die in 1 year, I better do some good. The reason why there's this huge difference is the belief in the life to come. The belief in the life to come. Because we have something to look forward to, and because there's accountability then, so we have to fix it now. The one who doesn't have anything to look forward to in the future, doesn't really have to fix anything. To him, he should have as much fun as possible, because when he dies, there's no resurrection, therefore there's no accountability, therefore there's nothing to worry about. So why am I wasting my time being a nice person in this worldly life? I might as well be a jerk and have fun and get drunk and get high and do everything I want to do, because khalas, once I'm dead, I will not be able to have fun. We say these are the same things which will land you in Jahannam. So the belief in the life to come is the critical difference between the believer and the disbeliever, and that's what, you know, guides us to the actions which we perform in this dunya. That's what influences in this worldly life. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُثِينَ And we will not be resurrected. That is according to them, of course. Then ayah 30 says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ قَالَ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. The English equivalent says, if you could but see when they will be made to stand before their Lord, he will say, is this not the truth? They will say, yes, by our Lord, meaning they're swearing, they're giving an oath. He will then say, so taste the punishment because you used to disbelieve. So the Shaykh says, rahimahullah, أي ولو ترى الكافرين, if you can only see the disbelievers, إذ وقفوا على ربهم, when they're made to stand before their Lord, لرأيت أمرا عظيما وهولا جسيما, you will see some great grandiose affair. قال لهم موبقا ومقرعا, Allah will say to them as in an effort, or not an effort, to reprimand them and to scold them. أليس هذا الذي ترون من العذاب بالحق, all this which you can see now with your own eyes of the punishment, isn't that the truth? Isn't that true? قالوا بلى وربنا فأقروا, so then they will admit. واعترفوا حيث لا ينفعهم ذلك, and they will accept that, and they will admit that at the time where it will be of absolute no benefit. It will be too late for that to benefit them in any way, shape, or form. So Allah will say to them, then taste the punishment of that which you used to disbelieve in. Ayah 31. قد خسر الذين كذبوا بلقاء الله حتى إذا جاءتهم الساعة بغتة قالوا يا حسرتنا على ما فرطنا فيها وهم يحملون أوزارهم على ظهورهم ألا ساء ما يزرون. The English interpretation of the meaning says, those will have lost who deny the meeting with Allah. Until when the hour of resurrection comes upon them unexpectedly, they will say, oh, how great is our regret over what we neglected concerning it, while they bear their burdens on their backs. Unquestionably, evil is that which they bear. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, أي قد خاب وخسر وحرم الخير كله. Verily, he has lost and is disappointed and has been deprived of all goodness. من كذب بلقاء الله, whosoever denies the meeting of Allah. فأوجب له هذا التكذيب الاشتراء على المحرمات واقتراف الموبقات. That denial of his was a reason for him to commit all types of sins and destructive sins. Because he doesn't believe in meeting Allah, so then he just does whatever he wants, as I was explaining earlier. Until the hour comes to them, وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَقْبَحِ حَالٍ وَأَسْوَئِهِ, and they are in the worst type of condition and affair. فَأَظْهَرُوا غَايَةَ النَّدَمِ, then they will show the utmost regret. وَقَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَىٰ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِيهَا ولكن هذا تحسر ذهب وقته. This is a type of regret which is of no value. It's of no benefit at all. While they carry their sins on their backs, فإن وزرهم وزر بثقلهم ولا يقدرون على التخلص منه. So that sin is attached to them and it's heavy and they're unable to detach away from it. ولهذا خلدوا في النار, therefore they will remain eternally in the hellfire. واستحقوا التأييد في غضب الجبار, and then they were التأبيد في غضب الجبار, and then they were deserving of being eternally doomed in the anger of the most prevailing and the irresistible. نعم. Then Allah said, وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون. And the worldly life is not but amusement and diversion, but the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah. So will you not reason? The Shaykh said, rahimahullah, أي هذه حقيقة الدنيا وحقيقة الآخرة. This is the truth or the reality of the life to come, the reality of the worldly life and the reality of the world to come or the life to come. أما حقيقة الدنيا فإنها لعب وله. The truth of this worldly life or the reality of this worldly life is entertainment and diversion. لعب في الأبدان ولهو في القلوب. Play with the physical, the bodies, and لهو amusement with the hearts. فالقلوب لها والها. So the hearts are in great desire for it. Huh? والنفوس لها عاشقة. And a person's own soul is in love. Is in love with this dunya. يعني it's adoring the dunya. والهموم فيها متعلقة. And worries are attached to it. والانشغال والاشتغال بها كلعب الصبيان. And busying yourself with it is like the child play. وأما الآخرة. As for the life to come, فإنها خير للذين يتقون. It is better for those who have taqwa. في ذاتها وصفاتها. It is better for them in its essence and its attributes. وبقائها ودوامها. And in its perpetual, eternal quality. It doesn't come to an end. وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين من نعيم القلوب والأرواح. And in it is whatever the souls desires and is pleasing to the eyes. And whatever is comforting to the hearts and the souls. وكثرة السرور والأفراح. And all types of happiness and abundance of happiness and entertainment. ولكنها ليست لكل أحد. But however, it is not for everyone. The life to come is not for everyone. وإنما هي للمتقين الذين يفعلون أوامر الله ويتركون نواهيه وزواجره. نواهيه وزواجره. It is only for those متقين who fulfill what Allah commands and they abandon what Allah عز وجل prohibited and made forbidden. أفلا تعقلون أي أفلا يكون لكم عقول بها تدركون أي الدارين أي الدارين أحق بالإيثار. Do you then not have minds which allows you to identify and recognize which of these two lives is more worthy of being favored? يعني which one should you go for, the dunya or the akhira? If we had minds, we would all go for the akhira. But sometimes we lose our minds. Sometimes we lose our minds. We lose our focus. So we focus on the dunya and we forget the akhira. And that's not intelligence. You may be intelligent or we may be intelligent in other matters of the dunya. But in this regard, no intelligence at all. Aywa. Ayah 33. قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Wait, let me just say, make sure I read it properly because this font is very small. لَا يَحْزُنُكَ صَحْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. طيب, here we go. Don't lose focus. يلا يا ابني. So the English says, we know that you, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are saddened by what they say. And indeed, they do not call you untruthful, but it is the verses of Allah that the wrongdoers reject. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, أَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الَّذِي يَقُولُ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ فِيكَ يَحْزُنُكَ وَيَسُوءُكَ. We know that whatever these beliers are saying about you is bothering you and making you sad. وَلَمْ نَأْمُرُكَ بِمَا أَمَرْنَاكَ بِهِ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ إِلَّا لِتَحْصُلَ لَكَ الْمَنَازِلَ الْعَالِيَةَ وَالْأَحْوَالَ الْغَالِيَةَ. And we have only commanded you to be patient so you will get these high, lofty position and status in the life to come. فلا تظن أن قلوب أن قولهم صادر عن اشتباه في أمرك. Don't think that they're saying this because they don't know your real affair and condition. وشك فيك, or that they doubt you. فإنهم لا يكذبونك لأنهم يعرفون صدقك. They're not belying you because they know how truthful you are. And we said many times, the kuffar of Quraysh used to call the Prophet ﷺ as-sadiqu al-ameen, sadiq, the truthful one. So they know that you're a truthful person. They know that you're not a liar. وَمَدْخَلَكَ وَمَخْرَجَكَ And they know from where you came and from where you leave. Yani they know your acquaintances and your interaction. How are you going to bring this Quran from where? When you didn't travel, you didn't go to learn from any other civilization, from where? وَجَمِيعَ أَحْوَالِكَ They know all of your affairs. حَتَّى إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَمُّونَهُ قَبْلَ الْبِعْثَ الْأُمِّيِّينَ And they used to call him the Al-Amin, Afwan. They used to call him prior to the advent, his advent as a prophet and a messenger, they used to call him the trustworthy. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ The true issue, the real problem is that they deny the signs of Allah. They deny the verses of Allah. They deny the ayat of Allah. Who's the one bringing him? The Prophet ﷺ. So they accuse the messenger to deny the message, even though they trust the messenger. You understand? Yeah, and I'll give you a worldly example. Your direct manager brings you news from the big manager, from the CEO, about something. If you trust your manager, but you know that the CEO is a big liar, so you may actually deny what your direct manager tells you, even though you trust him, because in essence you don't trust the bigger force or the bigger head or the bigger power. So you don't have a direct issue with the messenger, but because he's bringing you news that you don't accept, so now you have an issue with him, type of thing, more or less. Maybe not the greatest example, but I hope it can make sense to you. Okay, we'll skip it. So how did I get here? Don't ask. أيوة فأي فإن تكذيبهم لآيات الله التي جعلها الله على يديك. So they are actually denying the ayat of Allah which Allah has used you to bring forth. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was denied in the process. So inshallah we will stop at this particular ayah 33, and if we all remain alive and healthy, inshallah, we will continue ayah 34 onwards next week. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.